Hello and welcome to this Learn English Professionals recording, brought to you by the British Council. To find out more and to access language activities and audio scripts, visit our Learn English website at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.
When did you begin learning English?
I studied medicine in the Netherlands for 8.5 years, and I started learning English in middle school with German and French. In my work, I travel all over the world. Well, now I'm in China only for a few weeks, but I have traveled with the Red Cross to most countries in the world.
What is the Dutch approach to teaching English in medical school?
When I was at university, all of our teaching was in Dutch, but all the textbooks were in English.
Ah.
At the time, there was a movement going on in Holland to make all the teaching in English. I followed this movement very strongly because in my profession, it's important to communicate in English. Most of the research done in the world is in English, too.
Mm.
So I need to be able to understand it, to evolve.
What was your initial reaction to dealing with medical journals in English?
Oh, it was difficult to read all the time in English. And I certainly had a lot to do. I still do today. I think it was difficult also because I didn't know the terms in Dutch either. I was learning the profession. Although because of the volume of reading I had to do, I soon improved my reading skills. I had to find the information quickly, but be sure not to miss anything important. This helps me now when I have to do research on the internet and separate relevant from irrelevant documents.
And what do you do when confronted with a document that you find difficult to understand?
Oh, I've been a doctor for 25 years and a surgeon for 10 years, so I very rarely have problems with medical documents.
Yeah.
However, when I have to read political documents about the country I'm in, which is often the case as I travel to many war zones, I try to understand the gist. So, to do this, I look quickly over the articles and take a few notes as I read.
Do you sometimes wish you could read English better for your work, or is your level sufficient to get by?
I'm never really happy with my level, but it's enough for my work.
Mm.
I think I have to accept it. I have application forms to read and fill out in English, and these are a little more complicated as they don't use medical terms.
How do you actively improve your English?
Oh.
If you don't, is there a reason? Is your current level sufficient for your professional needs?
At the moment, I'm working a lot with Chinese and French people, so I'm reading a lot in French. But soon I'm going to Scotland, and there I will read more in English. I find the more I read in a foreign language, the easier it becomes, because you start recognizing more words. Basically, I can manage in English, but I never stop reading, so I'm always learning.
This recording was brought to you by the British Council. To find out more and to access language activities and audio scripts, visit our Learn English website at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.